Louisiana shrimpers are facing low prices. They say the business is tougher than it's ever been and recently considered striking. Many are looking for creative ways to make more money. WWNO's Travis Lux reports.
Way down Delacroix Highway in St. Bernard Parish, people are laughing and drinking beer under big white tents. It's the St. Bernard Seafood Market. A handful of boats are docked on the bayou, and shrimpers stand on board bagging up their shrimp for customers. Charles Robin IV is one of them. We step into the cab of his boat.
Well, when people see the shrimp sell themselves. I was out here today, and I put the shrimp out on the table, and as soon as they seen them, they was like, yeah, we gotta have that.
Robin says the shrimp are great. The problem is selling them. Like most shrimpers, after a fishing trip, he'll pull up to the local dock, refuel his boat, stock up on ice, and sell his catch. The dock owner then turns around and sells that to bigger buyers. But that's not paying much these days. Shrimp prices have been low.
Been real bad. And you need to catch a lot of shrimp to make up that for the difference.
And that's why he came to the seafood market today, to cut out the middleman and make a little more money by selling directly to customers. Instead of getting, say, $1.30 per pound at the dock for a medium-sized shrimp, he can get $2.50 per pound. Julie Falgu says more and more shrimpers are doing this. She works with Louisiana Sea Grant and says selling direct makes a lot of sense for some people. But it's not easy. Cutting out the middleman means becoming the middleman.
And so it becomes a business where you have more things that you have to do and it's less time fishing.
That's how Warren Gidrose feels about it. He's taking a break from the hot afternoon sun inside his air-conditioned boat cabin about a mile up the bayou from the market.
Too much time involved. It's just too much time.
For him, selling direct is a gamble.
You know, when you go out there and you catch 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 pounds of shrimp, you're going to be here a while trying to get rid of that.
He says it's just easier to sell it to the dock and be done with it. He doesn't want to spend any extra time chasing down new clients. And there may not even be enough clients near local shrimpers. Falgu says most of the customers who buy direct do so simply because they live within driving distance of the shrimpers.
I mean, even if we had a third of them trying to sell direct, you'd end up with too much shrimp on the market here and your prices will go down.
For now, most shrimpers will have to rely on the docks. So another solution would be to raise those dock prices. But that's tough to do since the industry is competing with foreign imports. More and more cheap shrimp are flooding the market from places like India, Indonesia, and Ecuador, driving down local prices. Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser is targeting those imports. He wants to convince people that Louisiana shrimp are better.
We've got to take this thing and make it a health issue.
Foreign seafood regulations are different from those in the U.S. A lot of the fish and shrimp are grown in big ponds, and sometimes those farmers use antibiotics, some of which are banned here. According to a recent government report, in 2015, the Food and Drug Administration tested less than 1% of imported seafood for drug residue. Nungesser says that if the government tested more of that seafood, more of it would be rejected. So he wants the feds to pay for more inspectors.
You know, we believe 10 cents a pound inspection would allow the government to hire plenty of inspectors to inspect all seafood being imported and would level the playing field going forward.
Nungesser thinks that will help Louisiana shrimpers and is asking local politicians to put the pressure on Congress to pass the fee. But that could take a while, and it leaves shrimper Charles Robin with just one option.
Stay grinding. We just drag when we could drag. As long as they got shrimp, we're going to drag.
In Delacroix, Louisiana, I'm Travis Lux.
Support for the Coastal Desk comes from the Walton Family Foundation, the Greater New Orleans Foundation, the Foundation for Louisiana, and local listeners.